Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live once again at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Today, we are here to do a film screening from the film screening room on the third floor. It started at 1 p.m., and the title of the program is The Dance Historian Is In, and it's about Early Twyla Thorpe, I'm sorry. And the introduction or the commentator was David Bonham, and he introduced the screens, the films, and the video, and he did some background on the choreographer's work. In summary, the performer, and if you want to go online, you can go to www.TWYLATHARP, and you can Google her name and find out loads of information about her. Basically, she's a dancer, she's a teacher, she's a crafty performer, and she has, you know, the craft is definitely a part of the energy that she conveys on the stage. She uses artwork to complete her presentations, inverted color, black and white. She uses shadows and forms. Her body is used like a sculpture. You know, she's like the human body as an exploration of sculpture. And it's very artistic in that way. She exercises traditional dance with a unique twist. She uses music like the Jelly Roll music, jazz and blues. In each different presentation, there's a storytelling type silent movie type effect. So we're talking about effects, not just soft lighting, but more theatrical effects with the spotlight. And then there's a lot of that Edgar Allan Poe silent type film energy that she conveys there. She's into drills and marches. She's very rhythmic, and it comes across something like tap. She's sometimes like a Tourette-like movement. It's modern dance with an urban twist. She does old-fashioned dances as well, like the Around the World, the shimmy, the Mexican hat dance, the Charleston. There's an influence from disco. And it's very eclectic and eccentric when she dances the duet with other female partners. And sometimes there's a complete ensemble of five or six different dances. It reminisces for you younger audiences. Sometimes Mr. Wiggles from Sesame Street has a similar effect because he doesn't often speak, but he uses something like gestures and sign language to help you understand his story and to communicate. And she is an excellent communicator in that through dance. She uses black backless tuxedos, and pants to convey her formal from informal dance. She wears the bodysuit and sweaters like a splash dance. She is very sharp when she speaks, and she's funny. She tells a lot of jokes. So I almost felt like I was in a trance-like mindset. There are black and white films, and so the exploration with her, dance is definitely some form. It's an art form, and it's her own style. And again, it incorporates so much like art. As a study or a theme that in dance that you're conveyed a quality message where you are it's like captivating to watch her dance. If you want to learn more, we're going to put a picture on Facebook at www.facebook.com. We'll probably put it on the page A Theory of Parenting Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to definitely study this artist to see the rhythms, the movement, the flow, the use of body as a formation that carries energy. And, she's doing a lot into whirling, wild whirls all around and circular motions and stuff. And she's just like, a beautiful dancer. It was sexy. It was, it was something that, like, you could watch over and over and over again. And if you ever find yourself doing dance and you move in a certain kind of way, you feel like, you know, there's emotion, you know, in the dance, and there's also emotion watching other dancers. So I was careful about that, and I, you know, been talking to my son because he dances, and so do I. And we both have critiqued each other, and we both have, you know, pulled a lot out of, you know, the different dances we do. Like, if there's anything incredibly feminine, my son is like, well, I don't do that dance. Or if there's anything incredibly sensual about the way I dance, he kind of said, well, you don't need to, you know, do that, you know, all the time, every time, maybe only for some people sometimes. So we're kind of like looking at forms, and we're trying to convey messages, but we want to convey a clean message and not just the hoochie-coochie. You know, we want to make sure that we're dancing a quality dance with some root back to traditional dance, wherever that's, you know, tap, you know, ballet or stomp dance, whether it's, you know, any other type of international dance that we may do, whichever, even if it looks ritualistic, if it's American pop or, you know, break dancing or whatever this club style dancing is, we tend to move away, and I encourage you to when you go out to dancing, because we are a new, almost dealing with our psychiatry and, you know, dealing with our, you know, the psychology of that. We probably want to make sure that we are conveying, if not a message or a story, but, you know, doing something that's not quite as, you know, attractive or, you know, as sexy as, you know, some of the, you know, other dance, unless you're telling, you know, a story about love and new relationships and marriage and, like, trying courtship. There are some Indian dances where they're made especially for courtship, trying to dance, you know, a certain way so that you can attract the man. But I think the obvious in this case is being alert and being aware of your body and of your body movements and your costuming or clothes you wear to parties and clubs. You know, if you're are a you know belly dancer, of course that is you know a traditional dance, but it also is a message that you have to know what story you're telling, and you know, that's almost like a sexy dance. So what we're doing is like paying more attention to their messages, the energy, the use of your body, the time frame that you allow others to study you, you know, while you dance. And, you know, it's just an art form. And, you know, you have to be very careful with every, you know, piece of art, because art is conveying a message. You know, it, so that's what we learned today. So it was a mental and a meditation exercise for me. It was, you know, she did a series of exercises in her dances. And, you know, the storytelling was sort of, you know, in silent, but definitely her expressions, you know, facial expressions, definitely said that her ears were open to her audience and that she could call and answer, you know, according to other dancers and also of what she was feeling and what was she was channeling. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and a lot of us use this form of expression. A lot of us do not, but it's a wake-up call to, you know, pay more attention to how we are conveying messages and what we're communicating in our dance. That's my time for this show. Until next time.